President Trump is ratcheting up the pressure on China over trade. The administration today threatened to raise proposed tariffs on Chinese imports from 10% to 25%. That would turn the ongoing tensions between Washington and Beijing into a full-fledged trade war. To help us explain what is unfolding, we're joined now by NPR's Jim Zarroli. Hey, Jim.
Hi.
So how did the White House explain why it's doing this?
Well, the United States has already threatened to impose tariffs of 10% on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. And senior administration officials said today that President Trump has told U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to consider raising the tariffs to 25%. This isn't a done deal. There's going to be a comment period, for instance, before this would go through.
Okay.
But clearly there's this effort now to show that the administration isn't going to back down. It's going to step up the pressure and sort of take this as far as they need.
Right.
It needs to.
So how is China responding so far?
Well, when news of this threat of a tariff increase came out today, Beijing issued a strong statement saying it wouldn't give in to blackmail and threats. And U.S. officials say this has been China's response all along. The administration says it's been in talks with China over and over again. It's asked it to address concerns about its unfair trade practices. The U.S. wants China to act more on a free market basis, stop preventing U.S. companies that want to do business there from entering the market. China hasn't addressed these concerns, the administration says, and in fact, it's retaliated with tariffs of its own. The administration says they've essentially doubled down on their unfair practices, and there's no sign now that they're going to reverse course.
So this constant one-upping, I mean, what does this say about the current state of the talks between the U.S. and China?
Well, it says the countries they're playing sort of a big game of chicken. I spoke today to Michael Comunez, who was in the Commerce Department in the Obama administration working on trade issues. And he says he thinks this has the potential to really escalate now.
I think it is a very serious situation. I think it would be a very complicated thing to get out of because I don't see an easy remedy once we go down this path.
And Comunez says one of the problems is that the Trump administration still seems to be talking out of both sides of its mouth. You have Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who has been trying to come to some kind of deal with China to resolve these issues. But there are others in the administration, people like Robert Lighthizer, the U.S. Trade Representative, who's often seem to be on a different page.
There are folks in the White House that really think that the best approach to China is a very aggressive one. And that position clearly seems to be prevailing.
So what does this all ultimately mean for American consumers? How are they going to feel all this?
Well, it's not clear. I mean, one of the interesting things that's happened here is that as these trade tensions have played out really all over the world, we've seen what often happens, which is that people, investors turn to safe havens like U.S. Treasury debt, like the dollar. And the Chinese currency has actually weakened. So on the one hand, you have, and that tends to make the cost of Chinese imports to the United States lower. So on the one hand, you have these tariffs that are supposed to increase the cost of imports, but the Chinese currency is weakening, so the costs are going down. So in general, we can't really tell what the impact is yet, but I think it's safe to say a lot of businesses, and especially a lot of farmers, are very nervous about where this is going.
That's NPR's Jim Zarroli. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.